This is absolutely not for young ears.
Warning, warning, warning. If you have young kids in the car, turn down your radio. Warning, repeat, warning. Adult content ahead in 3, 2, 1.
Women are paying $500 to have the swimmers of salmon. You know what I'm saying here?
Mm-hmm. Like a male fish.
Uh-huh. The male salmon.
Well, okay. I think that's what we were questioning is what's a salmon.
well, the swimmers from a male.
Yes. Correct. The swimmers from a male.
Yes.
Having injections for their nethers.
Are you telling me that women are trying to have salmon babies?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Well, that's the method.
Are they trying to give birth to mermaids?
Because my wife and I struggled with infertility.
Yes.
And this feels like something that we had to do to get pregnant with my son, Wyatt.
Speak on it, Matt.
It was not salmon, though. It was mine.
Uh-huh.
But it's an injection, like an IUI is what we had to use. And it's an injection process.
In this case,
timed specifically to a certain place when you're supposed to ovulate. They just kind of take it and clean it and put it where it's supposed to be so that the egg and the swimmers intersect to up your chances of pregnancy.
In this case, you are the male salmon.
In this situation, it sounds like I'm a fish.
Yes. Okay. You're close, but not quite.
Okay.
So, first of all, not going to happen if that.
I wouldn't think so.
Right? Not going to happen. Not possible, Jason, if you were wondering. It's not possible.
No.
Okay. Just wondering. I know sometimes you get weird about women or ovens and baking and same.
I know,
but
that's totally, yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
But I like Squid's thought, they trying to have mermaids?
Yeah.
It's genius. No.
Why didn't I think of this?
Is that how they're made? No.
Squid's out trying to sleep with fish now.
My family will be powerful and unstoppable.
Give me a mermaid.
Girl, we're going to make a mermaid, you and me. That's how he picks them up at bars.
Yeah.
He's like, you've ever wished that you could make a mermaid?
Let's go back to my place and do it fish style.
Ever wish Jason Momoa was your child?
That happen. They call me Squid.
Well, that's true. If anybody was going to do it, it'd be Squid.
It'd be Squid. Yeah.
No, in this case, the salmon swimmers, that's just what we have to. That's what we have to call. They apparently have very potent regenerative qualities, working not on just the superficial level, but also deeply into the skin to work from within, encouraging cell turnover, which helps maintain skin and firm skin and elasticity. Also, these women are doing it because apparently they're reporting a stronger and more frequent big moment.
Huh.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So $500.
Has this been proven medically by doctors?
There's no chance.
Sure. I don't think so.
And is this what that celebrity that does all the gifts?
Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh. Are you talking about?
Anything to do with her?
Not her. No. I mean, not that we know of.
Because this sounds similar to when they do the rejuvenation.
Where they say that Gwyneth Paltrow said she was steaming.
Yeah, she steams hers. Yeah.
And every doctor known to man has said, do not do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But in this case, there's an aesthetic nurse who runs clinics in London, Liverpool, and North Wales, who says that they're calling it the O shot. That's what you go in, so you don't have to explain it and say, the thing with the salmon and the swimmers.
Oh, give me the salmon.
You just say, I'll have the O shot.
Huh.
And women are paying $500, and they have the injection, and they're then reporting that things are more.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Lubricated.
More enjoyable.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
They're using this, are they using this also beyond the downstairs area? Are they are women using this in other parts of the body?
Probably, but this is way more fun to talk about.
Yeah.
This is way more uncomfortable.
Well, I just don't see that, though. I just see it's all about the, down there.
Yeah. So salmon swimmers have also, so it's purified and sterilized. So Matt, you were right. And I mean, they're kind of doing the same thing for
they're
you.
They're taking it and cleaning it and purifying.
Purifying it. Mm-hmm. And the DNA molecules have anti-inflammatory effects and it rejuvenates the skin anywhere on the body. I don't know if you guys know about this, but there's also a new, it's not new, but I think it's like a trending thing where women are using and paying a lot of money to the sliminess of a slug or a snail.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's like a serum or a snail serum that you can put on your face that apparently also helps with this kind of thing.
I was going to say that.
Not the big moment, but with like wrinkles and stuff.
Yeah, like a girl I was talking to said she would call it the snail swimmers. And she said that was what was in the face cream. And she said that's what it technically was. And that's what she said. It said, had the same properties as the helping with skin and like collagen and all that.
Yeah.
That's what she used.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Well, I'm going to Google it, and I'm worried my computer will explode. We'll see what happens.
Is the sliminess of a slug or a snail?
It might be.
What?
Because that's what she jokingly would call it.
No.
She's
no,
like,
no.
Time to put this on.
It's not.
So I just typed in snail. I used the other word. I used the official word, swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
And it popped up. Skincare, face cream, like those things popped up
instantly.
Snail does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and some of it's really expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
It contains peptides, antioxidants, certain acid. It improves hydration, stimulates collagen production, and can aid in skin regeneration.
Yeah, no kidding. I was just at Dr. Coley's office, and we were talking about this as a skincare treatment that that they were looking into, and some of the ladies that I was speaking with have tried it. I think my own sister does it, like tries with the snail stuff.
Mm.
But I've never really thought about what the slime is on the snail.
they're calling it snail mucin.
Oh, yeah, snail mucin. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's like...
Like mucus?
It says these are the two skincare ingredients that are getting a lot of attention. Is it worth it?
Yeah. Jason, has Carol tried any of this?
No.
I'm just wondering.
Down there?
No! The snail face on your, face.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what's in the ingredients and on certain things, but I don't think so.
Okay.
As far as the salmon thing goes, the FDA did approve for this salmon... this stuff to be produced with salmon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they originally approved it for down there.
Oh.
But they did approve it, so there must be some potential positive effects elsewhere that may have led this nurse to believe that if you put it in the downstairs area that it helps there too, and it may help, but I think a lot more. I think before we do all this, we should really study it more.
You think?
Yeah.
Who's the first person who's like, I'll put it there?
Well, I think
we get this from a salmon.
And how do you extract it without being a freak?
No, I think it's that it was done for other things, and it's been proven it works on other parts of the body. So that's when somebody says, "Well, if it works there,
it could work somewhere else."
Maybe at like a salmon farm, and like they accidentally like spilt.
Oh yeah,
when they were on their way to like make more salmon, and they spilt it, and all of a sudden like the wrinkles on a 90-year-old like shriveled up, and she became like a 25-year-old, and they're like, "My God, we should sell this."
Maybe
and put it in the downstairs area.
If you think about it too, with the acoustic wave therapy that I've had. To prevent ED from happening in the first place. But now I feel, even younger.
Yeah, prevent.
That, basically, I believe that came out before just for other parts of the body, like for a muscle. Because and a lot of people do get acoustic wave therapy for muscles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody decided to try it in the taint area.
What about my love muscle?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, and now, again, who's the first person who's like, I'm going to try it here.
It's a dude.
Yeah.
It's totally
a dude.
Sure.
It's a dude.
It's totally a guy.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or the hot bicep.
Or it's a bunch of women who are like, I wanted to have mermaids.
No.
And they just realized that this is just a product of what they were trying to do.
That was
no.
Great.
Yeah. I want to have mermaids for children.
If you think about it, though, with the acoustic wave therapy, if they see results on other parts of the body, like muscles and your arm or your elbow and all that, one would think, why wouldn't it help with that muscle?